The MCAT Podcast, session number 11. A collaboration between the medical school headquarters and Next Step Test Prep, the MCAT Podcast is here to make sure you have the information you need to succeed on your MCAT test day. We all know that the MCAT is one of the biggest hurdles as a pre-med student, and we are here to give you the motivation and information you need to get the score you deserve so you can one day call yourself a physician. My name is Dr. Ryan Gray from the Medical School Headquarters, and as always, I'm joined by an amazing member of the Next Step Test Prep team. This week, I'm again joined by Brian Snedeker, Vice President for MCAT Content and Tutoring at Next Step. Brian, we've talked MCAT courses, we've talked a little bit maybe about self-studying, but more for specific topics. Let's talk about tutoring and how a student should go about figuring out if tutoring is something that they should be doing instead of taking a course or instead of self-studying.
Sure. Yeah, Ryan. I mean, obviously, Next Step is you know, the world leader in tutoring. That's how we started. That's still our biggest business by far. And so we get this question literally every day. You know, is tutoring right for me? How do I know if tutoring is right for me? And broadly, the way we want to think about it, and the way I think our listeners should think about it, is that tutoring, of course, will help anyone, right? It's never bad. But the question is, but could I do just as well on my own with a course or with books or whatever? And so when we think about the populations for whom tutoring in particular is going to be really, really helpful above and beyond what any other prep method would help them with, there's sort of broadly four groups of people. So the first is the the kind of what we might think of as the elite kids, the gunners, right? They call them in med school, AOA or no way, kind of like the students who just want to get 99th percentile level performance. And we have students like that call us all the time. You know, they say, well, I'm already at a 513. You know, I'm already at the 89th percentile, but that's not good enough for me. I want 99.9th. And if you're talking about performing at that level, you know, no generic course is going to be good enough, because courses are designed to serve the broad base of students. If you're at the very, very top, you need to work with a tutor at the very, very top of the scale. And then the converse of that, if you're really struggling, you know, if you've taken some practice tests and you're scoring, pretty low on the scale, you know, 5th or 10th percentile, then something is going wrong, right? Something's not working for you. And a lot of times trying to self-diagnose that and figure that out on your own just doesn't get you there. And again, a course often won't work because courses are aimed at the broad middle. So if you find that that's your experience, you know, I'm scoring, I have very, very high goals, or I'm really struggling with the test, that's where one-on-one tutoring ends up being kind of uniquely well-suited. And then the other two categories are, I know one category is near and dear to your heart, Ryan, is the non-traditionals. Right, the folks who are, who are listening to your old pre-meds podcast, the folks who are coming to Med School HQ Net looking for that extra bit of insight on the process because they've been out of school for 2 or 12 or 20 years. And so a lot of the work we do at Next Step with one-on-one tutoring is with the non-traditional students, because they've been out of school for so long that they need that custom guidance to their unique situation to really help them improve. And then finally, Ryan, is what is sort of the most obvious group, that is the students who have already taken a course and it didn't get them what they wanted. So that is, if I was to look at, you know, the tutoring that I've done in my career or the tutoring we do here at Next Step, I'd actually say that's the biggest group, is students who tried to self-study and just couldn't get there, or they took a course and it helped, but it didn't get them the score improvement they needed. And they realize, oh man, I'm going to have to retake or maybe even do a third retake. And they realize I have to get the best possible help this time. I have to get customized one-on-one help so that my next take of the MCAT is my last take.
I hope the first take is the last take. I think I have PTSD from that thing. It's miserable.
Did I tell you about my own experience taking it back on paper the first time back in 1990? Blah, blah, blah.
I don't remember. But tell it again.
All right, so I will share this with our listeners now. You talk about having PTSD from taking it. So My test was, you know, in the dark ages when you had to ride a dinosaur to the test, and it was a 10-hour test day. The proctors, they didn't have enough proctors. So I was sitting in this enormous 300-person lecture hall with only one proctor, which you might think, well, that doesn't sound like a big deal. But until you realize that when a test is on paper, they literally have to go from student to student and pick up every booklet after each break and individually hand out each individual booklet. You can't just say, pass them to the end of the row. So just this poor guy trying to pass out and collect booklets meant that every single, you know, 5-minute break that we were going to take was a half an hour of watching this poor guy hand out test booklets. And so, you know, we did the first section, we got our break, we did the second section, we got our break, and then it was time for lunch, which in the old days was an hour. I mean, really, who needs an hour for lunch, right? You scarf down your PB&J 10 minutes and then just curl up in a ball and rock back and forth with anxiety for 50 minutes. So we're about to break for lunch, and about halfway through the second section, I suddenly had to go to the bathroom pretty badly. And I, you know, I'm not going to leave. This is the MCAT. I got to take this, and I got to focus. But I'm sitting there just squirming in my chair as this guy is picking up the booklets one at a time. And because it was lunch, he then had to count every page in every test booklet, I guess, you know, to make sure nobody was stealing the pages or something.
Wow.
And I felt, yeah, I know, it was ludicrous. I felt like a cartoon character with my eyes were enormous and slowly filling up with a yellow liquid as I was just dying in my chair watching this guy count the pages. And suddenly he stops in the middle. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. And he kind of like scratches his head and he starts counting the same booklet again. And he stops in the middle again and he gets all confused and he looks at us and says, don't go anywhere. And he leaves the room and goes and gets his supervisor. I guess there was some sort of irregularity. And then, you know, so the second person comes in and they're both looking at the booklet and then they go get a third person. Eventually it looked like a construction site on the New Jersey Turnpike with seven guys standing around and only one guy holding a jackhammer. And so you've got all these people standing around this test booklet trying to figure out what it was. And they kept us sitting in our seats for over an hour while they figured out what to do with whatever was happening with this test booklet until they finally let us go.
Wow.
So, yeah. And so, of course, you know, whatever, they resolved that situation. But the whole issue with only having one guy in a room with 300 test takers kept going. So back in the old days when it was on paper, the test used to be something like 8 to 9 hours long. I was there for 14 hours from the time I showed up at 7 a.m. until when I left at 9 p.m. that night. And, you know, I always tell my students, you think your MCAT is bad? Here's what I had to deal with. And so compared to that, the computer-based MCAT, walk in the park.
You have irreparable bladder damage from that experience.
Yeah, I ruptured something. I think it was sense of hope.
So I want to bring it back to tutoring before we wrap up here. I always talk about, with all things being equal, prices relatively the same, why wouldn't you want one-on-one help? What would you say to that?
Yeah, well, that's an excellent question, because the answer is never, right? I mean, the only time the way I kind of led off the discussion was tutoring is always the best choice, right? That if you were entirely price insensitive, if you have the luxury of maybe your folks are footing the bill for you, so you don't have to worry about the tuition cost, then one-on-one help is always the best. The different groups I was talking about were simply groups of people for whom tutoring was particularly advantageous.
All right. One-on-one tutoring versus study groups. I hope that will help you decide what is going to be best for you. As I said it on the podcast, I truly believe with all things being equal, price about the same, I'd much rather have one-on-one tutoring, knowing that everything is going to be customized to me. And that's what Next Step Test Prep works on. That's what they specialize in, is the one-on-one tutoring. They also have a course if you are interested in that as well. You can save some money over at nextsteptestprep.com by using the super secret coupon code, promo code that we use here only on the podcast, and that's MCATPOD. Again, that's MCATPOD, all capital letters. That will save you some money on tutoring. That'll save you some money on their tests, their full-length tests. That'll save you some money on their MCAT course as well. Next week, we're going to talk about how and what Brian thinks about group studying. And you'd be surprised. He thinks it might be actually better than taking a course or tutoring. And guess what? It's free. So Stay tuned for next week's podcast. You can do that by subscribing to us in your favorite podcast player of choice. I hope you join us next week for that great discussion and every discussion forthcoming here at the MCAT Podcast and the Medical School Headquarters.